everybody. You are listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and I'm sitting here in the wonderful city of Chicago where I'm looking out the window, and it's storming, it's raining, and from the great state of Minnesota comes Tony Beasley.
How's it going? It's snowing here.
Yeah, so for the first time, I'm in the warmer climate than one of my friends. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it destroys my illusion that Minneapolis, like Chicago, is generally a Midwestern city. Today it's very evident that I am much further north.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Sad.
Alright, so this is going to be the Oscar. What do you want to call this? Last one was the Grammy epilogue. Do you want to have a certain stupid name for this one, Tony, since you won?
Let's call it the Oscar autopsy.
Oscar autopsy. But the thing is, we're not even going to talk really about the ceremony.
Because you didn't watch it?
Because I didn't watch. I was working. I was bartending at the Hungry Brain. Wonderful bar. So we're going to go over the actual films themselves and go over our picks. Last episode, Tony and I went over 21 categories. And like I said about a minute ago, Tony won again. So Tony is 2 for 2 in these battles of pop culture wits with a score of 15 over 21 with a 71.4% accuracy. I had 13 over 21 with 61.9% accuracy. And I had just – Tony and I had just tallied up the results and since this broadcast aired a few days ago, I thought you had kicked my ass, but really, you barely got a victory in here.
Yeah, I was surprised to learn that I barely won also.
Yeah, so let's start out. We're going to go over these really quick again. Best Supporting Actor, it went to Heath Ledger because Tony and I are not retarded. We both picked Heath Ledger. How was the ceremony like when you saw him accept it? Obviously not him, but was it well done? Was it tactful?
Yeah, it was fine. It was a little anticlimactic, if anything. His mother, sister, and his father, I believe, went up to accept the award on his behalf. There was a standing ovation. People weren't even really crying. I think it had been expected for so long.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's been expected since before the film even came out. So,
yeah.
Ooh, I'm getting a cell phone call, and I will throw that away. I'm kind of sad. Not sad, but disappointed that Michael Shannon's role in Revolutionary Road didn't get as much press as the other four nominees. His performance, I think, was the best out of the five, on par with Ledger's, and he's a Chicago guy, so I hope to see him again. Have you seen that yet?
It's the next movie coming up in my Netflix queue, so I should be expecting it soon.
I loved it. I loved it, and I think it has a lot to do with being from America, so... Best Supporting Actress, we both went with Marissa Tomei in The Wrestler, and we were both wrong. It went to Penelope Cruz from Vicky Cristina Barcelona. Have you seen this yet?
No, I have not.
You are an awful co-guest, host. What am I going to call this? She was really good, like I said last show. I'm not surprised that she won, but I think Marissa Tomei definitely deserved that one.
Right. You said she was the only good thing about that movie, so maybe I'm not missing much.
Yeah, I mean, you should see it just because she's really good in it, and I mean, it's very pretty. I mean, Woody Allen, he had an AV Club interview, and he said the only reason why it was shot in Barcelona is because he wanted to go to Barcelona. It could have been set anywhere. So
yeah, it did look kind of a sepia.
Yeah, it was. It really was.
Is it out on DVD yet?
It is on DVD. That's how I saw it. And I work in a kind of bar where every 2 weeks the entire summer I heard people say, "Did you see the new Woody Allen film? It's really good." So
I haven't seen many of his recent movies. I never saw Match Point.
Match Point actually made a lot of money.
I heard it was actually pretty good. So
I mean, if you like Woody Allen, you're gonna like what's 80% of his films. He's a good filmmaker. It's just not for everybody.
Yeah, I'm not obsessed with Woody Allen.
Not enough cocaine in your diet, not enough jazz in your heart. I don't know where I'm going with this, I apologize.
Okay.
All right, art direction. I picked Revolutionary Road, Tony picked Benjamin Button, Tony won with Benjamin Button. Shocking? Yes, yay. No. I don't know, that's one of those, like, you have no idea what the hell you're actually picking. The next was for cinematography. And I had Curious Case of Benjamin Button. Tony had Slumdog Millionaire. And the first win for Tony and Slumdog of the night. I still don't... Have you... Okay, what was so great about Slumdog and the cinematography?
You know, I don't know. I know about cinematography generally from watching lots of movies.
Yeah.
For example, one of the movies that I have that I know is really well regarded for its cinematography is Barry Lyndon by Stanley Kubrick.
Okay.
And I've read that it's got great cinematography, so when I watch it, I can kind of try to see what they're talking about, and I can kind of get a feel for it. It's got lots of really well captured shots. You know, all the scenes are very well framed, as if they were photos.
Okay.
And I feel like much of the scenery in Slumdog was kind of like that. Like, you could take a still from any moment in the movie and blow it up, and it could be like a really cool poster.
What did you think of the use of paper planes in the train montage? Because I feel like this is what won it the Best Cinematography Award.
The train montage?
Yeah. When paper planes first kicks in?
I don't know. When I think of the cinematography, I'm thinking more of like the scenes where it'd be boring otherwise, such as when they're in the studio, just sitting in the chairs. Like, the way they frame those shots is impressive, because you're expecting it just to look like how it does on TV to us.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
But they make it really interesting. The train, yeah, I guess that was kind of cool, but... and the use of the song, I thought it was actually a little out of place.
Yeah, I've heard complaints for that. That was the one complaint a lot of people said, but I thought it was used really well, and I guess we have different opinions on what made it good. Moving on, best costume design. Tony went with Curious Case of Benjamin Button, I went with The Duchess, and I won! I beat Tony in this, so suck it, Tony. You suck.
Yeah, fuck you.
Alright, next category. Best documentary, you both with Man on Wire. Man on Wire won. And this was a shock to anybody. Film editing, Slumdog, yet again.
I will say, see, I really wish you had watched the ceremony, because the acceptance speech for Man on Wire by the director or the producer, whoever took it, he called the guy up on there.
Yeah.
The French guy. Did you hear about this?
No, I know. I've read a lot about this guy. I've heard a lot about this guy.
Oh, it was probably the most entertaining moment of the night. He went up and grabbed the award, and he balanced the Oscar on his head, and he started talking about magic and did a disappearing coin trick with his hands. It was like he was like a happy mime.
How long did the speech go on?
I don't know, like 45 minutes. Not that long. The people didn't talk very long, and the French guy ran up there. Jesus. And did a magic trick and balanced the statue on his head and stepped down.
I shouldn't say anything because I haven't seen the film yet. I've heard wonderful things, but I've just heard the most negative things about this guy in the past like 3 weeks. So,
what about the subject of the film?
Yeah, about like his attitude and his, I don't know, beliefs, I guess.
Yeah, well, he's a frog.
Okay, film editing.
I'm kidding.
Film editing, we both won Slumdog Millionaire. We both won with Slumdog Millionaire. It was good. There's really not much more to say about that. Best foreign film. This is the category that shocked both of us, because we were both convinced the other was dead wrong, and we were going to win. We lost. We lost hardcore. Tony went with Waltz with Bashir, which I thought should have been nominated for Best Animated Film, even though it's not completely animated. I'm kind of trying to find this on the Oscar website here. Hold on 1 second. I went with The Class, the film that won the Palme d'Or, at Cannes, and it was neither of us. Where the hell is this? Give me a second. Keep talking, Tony.
What are you trying to find?
The best foreign language film.
Well, just look on Wikipedia.
There it is. No, Departures. Departures won.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard of this film?
Not until I saw the nominations.
Yeah.
It was by a Japanese director, is that right?
I have no idea.
The guy that, I think, see, oh man, this was another great moment, because I'm pretty sure it was this film. The guy who accepted the award was Japanese, came up, could barely speak in English. He was able to mutter thank you to a couple people. And then at the end, he said, "Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto," and stepped down.
Shut the hell up.
Completely making fun of himself. Yeah, it was hilarious.
That's awesome. All right. On to makeup. We both had The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. We both won with The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. Sound editing, we both had The Curious Case... Or no, sound editing, we both had Slumdog Millionaire, and we lost. Let me find this on here.
The Dark Knight one, right?
Yeah, The Dark Knight one. This is the one we had a conversation about between sound editing and sound mixing.
Yeah.
Which brings us to sound mixing. Tony went with Wally, and I went with Slumdog Millionaire, and I won with that. Didn't you say that the pattern was usually whoever wins sound mixing also wins sound editing?
No, it's happened a couple times. Like, okay. The Bourne Ultimatum won both awards.
Okay.
So that made it really hard to decipher what the awards mean individually.
Yeah.
So now we have an anomaly. We can try to figure it out, right?
I still have no idea why either of these flicks
mixing won. Mixing went to Slumdog, editing went to Dark Knight. So let's think about that. That means that Dark Knight created more interesting sounds?
Why?
Because that's what... Isn't that kind of what we concluded editing means? It's like creating the sounds?
We thought it could mean that, but we weren't sure. Because that was the same category that Iron Man was nominated for.
Yeah.
And they had also had more created sounds, and that's why we thought that. So.
Yeah.
Anyways, moving on to visual effects. Tony went with Iron Man, and I went with The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, and I beat Tony yet again, proving that Tony knows nothing about sound or visual effects.
I really went out on a limb with that one. If you go back to the last podcast, and you'll see that I was...
Wrong. You were wrong. I was admittedly
going for a stretch there.
Yeah, whatever. All right, writing adapted screenplay. We both went with Slumdog. We both won with Slumdog. Writing original screenplay, we both went with Milk, and we won with Milk. Have you seen all the films that you haven't seen yet for the original screenplay? I still haven't seen Happy.
What were the other films nominated for?
It was Frozen River, Happy Go Lucky, In Bruges, and WALL-E. And I saw Frozen River. It was good.
I haven't seen Frozen River or Happy Go Lucky. I've seen In Bruges.
Yeah, Happy Go Lucky isn't on DVD yet and is not playing in Chicago, so. I apologize to the happy-go-lucky filmmakers. It looks like a good flick from the small icon I could see on my screen right now.
They don't care about you, Brandon.
They really should. We are the media, and we are very important. And when I say we, I'm including you on this, so respect.
Yeah, I usually identify with the media.
Do you really?
No.
Good. Okay. Original score, Slumdog 1. Song, this is where Tony and I differ. Tony picks the winner, Jai Ho. I pick Down to Earth. I suck. I apologize.
What's up?
Man, I don't... Jai Ho is up. That song's been in my head for like 3 weeks now.
Probably. I just like... I know, it's really catchy. That was like I slam dunked in your face.
Yeah, I know. I thought they were going to split the vote, man.
A knowledge basketball in your face.
I don't know. I don't know why I think Peter Gabriel's going to win everything he's nominated for, but...
You thought of that because you thought the Slumdog songs were going to split the votes.
Yeah, and I said the same thing at the Grammys.
As if it was the Iowa caucus.
Well, no, I thought the same thing at the Grammys, and I fucked up on that, too. I'm just throwing my pen down over and over again. Did you see Jai Ho performed live on Leno the other week?
No, but I've seen it performed live like 3 other times on TV.
Leno is awful. I forget how awful Leno is, and his statements are kind of racist. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
where he doesn't.
Never been a big fan. He panders to old white people.
Yeah, well, of course he does, but it's just so disturbing. Like you forget. Anyways, next best animated film.
Sorry, ancillary conversation. Did you see the last episodes of Conan?
Yeah, what'd you think?
I'm saving them for forever. They're awesome.
I don't think so, man.
Just the clips of all his old stuff.
Old stuff is great, but if you think about it, like if they ever do a last Colbert Report, they can't just rely on clips because everything is already on the internet. Okay.
Yeah. A lot of this stuff is really old and kind of obscure.
Exactly. Like the baseball thing. I'd say Conan's best skit ever, or field piece ever. It was never online, so that's why it's so popular.
Yeah.
I'm just excited that Andy Richter signed on.
Yeah, me too. I was really happy to see that.
Yeah, and I'm really happy that the White Stripes are still together and playing.
Yeah.
I don't know. It would have been cool if Jim Gaffigan showed up, but did he? I think I missed one of the nights.
I've got a couple recorded. I watched the last night ever, and Jim Gaffigan was not on that show.
I coughed away from the mic, so good for me. All right, best actor. This is where we had a long conversation, and I went to Sean Penn. I picked Mickey Rourke, and I stick by my decision.
Yes, you should.
They're both great performances. I'm glad Sean Penn won. I'm glad Sean Penn made this speech political. A great professor of mine said the only point of being a celebrity is to pick a cause and champion it. So I thought Sean Penn did a great job with that.
Yeah. Did you read the speech online, or did you see it?
I saw clips of it, and then I think Fresh Air or The Rachel Maddow Show played snippets of it.
Yeah, it was good. And Lance Black was his name?
Yeah, he won for the best screen... Best original... Is it original? Yeah, best original screenplay. Lance something Black.
Plant, yeah, his
was really good.
His acceptance speech was almost more political, and I thought it was a little bit more profound.
Oh, I agree completely. But the difference is, no one's gonna like.
Not Sean Penn.
Yeah, exactly. And I like Sean Penn. I think he's. Yeah.
I am a little bit sad that Mickey Rourke didn't win. I would have been happy even though I didn't pick him, but you know, because he won the Globe.
And he won the SAG.
He won a. Did he win a SAG or was it an Independent Spirit?
I thought he won both.
Could have been both, but you know,
Sean Penn got the.
And I'm glad Sean Penn at the end, he was the only other nominee who got acknowledged, because really it was a race between those two.
Yeah, of course. I mean, Brad Pitt was just lucky to be there.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt was lucky. What the fuck am I saying? Best actress, Kate Winslet. Tony, good job. I went with Anne Hathaway. I mean, Kate Winslet, I thought, deserved it, but not for this role. So, what are you going to do?
Yep, that was not a movie I saw, and I picked it based on, I don't know, Moxie.
Based on her, like, 10 previous losses? They can't give it to Meryl Streep every day?
Yeah, more or less.
All right, here we go. Best director, Danny Boyle, Slumdog Millionaire. What did you think about that?
He deserved to win.
Yeah.
He won.
Yeah. It's cool. Have you listened to more interviews with him?
What?
Have you listened to any more interviews with him? With Danny Boyle? I heard an old Fresh Air with him, like, when the film just came out, and it was really, really interesting. The way they shot around permits and stuff was kind of neat. And he was actually, they, like, rebroadcast him on Carson Daly the other night. And it makes you kind of, like, realize, like, Carson Daly's not a bad guy. He's just really dumb.
Carson Daly's dumb?
Carson Daly, not Carbon Daly.
I said Carson.
I just made fun of you by making fun of myself. I don't know what the hell I'm saying. Anyways, Best Motion Picture, since we're not completely retarded. Again, Slumdog Millionaire went to Slumdog Millionaire. Overall, good year, bad year, mediocre year, what do you think?
For movies in general?
For movies in general, yeah. 2008.
Oh, I thought it was a pretty good year.
Yeah?
Pretty good. I mean, with Milk, The Wrestler, Slumdog, and then those were like the Oscar flicks, and then you had blockbusters kind of sneaking in there, like Iron Man and The Dark Knight, which were both phenomenal.
Yeah, but for totally different reasons.
Yeah.
Which was nice to see.
Yeah, I've tried to compare it to last year in my head. You know, the movies I remember from last year are There Will Be Blood and No Country for Old Men.
Two great. Well, one amazing film and one film I thought was a total
bullshit. whatever other movies came out that year are already kind of fading away in my head.
Yeah, completely. Well, I think the same is going to happen with this year. You're going to remember Slumdog and maybe The Wrestler.
I honestly think I'm going to remember at least 5 films from this year.
But I mean, like, the Best Picture nominees.
Okay. Okay. Like, I'm going to forget about Benjamin Button.
Yeah. I mean,
The Reader doesn't exist to me.
No, it's, yeah. But I think you're going to end up...
I'll remember Milk, Slumdog, and... Frost Nixon, I think.
I think, like, one Saturday night before you head out, like, and how ABC usually plays, like, Gump every 6 months, like, in a year or two, they're going to start playing Curious Cases of Benjamin Button every 6 months. And you'll find yourself, like, watching that before you go out on a Saturday night at, like, 7 p.m.
If they start doing that, that means that they're going to play Babel, too.
No, they're not going to be playing Babel. Absolutely not. Babel's a completely different movie. Babel's really dark. Button has that big fish ending, man. They're not going to do that.
One thing I will say about this year's Oscars is I thought it had the most entertaining opening act / number monologue that I've ever seen.
The Hugh Jackman thing?
Yeah, with the recession montage.
Should I watch this or no?
I think you really should if you can find it. I'm sure it's online.
Yeah, come on. I'll find it online. I've heard bad things, so I've been avoiding it.
Oh, who said bad things?
The Daily Show made fun of it. Well,
I challenged them. Oh, fuck The Daily Show.
Don't say fuck The Daily Show. Come on. It's a good show. Yeah. It's daily. It's 4 nights a week. That's somewhat daily. All right.
And I'm not a Republican.
What?
And I'm not a Republican.
You don't really like The Daily Show?
Sometimes it's a bit too much for me.
Why?
Because I'm a very cynical Democrat.
What about the Colbert Report?
Colbert, he's funny, but he's kind of a one-trick pony.
What's your favorite late-night show?
I don't really watch late-night shows.
You TiVo'd all of Conan.
Yeah, that's just because it was special circumstances.
Last week kind of thing? Yeah. So like at like 11 is at like 10:30 is your TV on usually?
Yeah, I'm usually watching House on DVD lately.
Okay, so you're not like watching Sports Center or anything like that. You're just...
No, I watch that in the morning sometimes when I wake up.
All right. Anything you want to add to this?
No, I'm sorry that didn't have anything to do with the Oscars.
No, I think our talks about Conan, The Daily Show, and House are actually more interesting than the Oscars talk.
Yeah.
Than our Oscar autopsy, as you so aptly named it. Tony, yes. Thank you for doing this with me. Tony, I kind of surprised Tony with this because these last four shows have kind of been a patch to the show because my computer bit the dust in late January, and thanks to Kelsey, I've been able to record, and now I have Kelsey's old computer from 2002, and thanks to Bill, I'm able to use it. So, thank you, Tony. Thank you for downloading Skype for this and doing some research on things you wouldn't do it. I'd like to make an annual. I mean, I had a lot of fun doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a lot of fun, too. And, you know, I like to flaunt whatever pop culture obsession I have whenever I can. So.
I think if it's cool with you, I think we should do an NBA preview in October of 2009 for the 09-10 season. And we can go over each team and stuff. I mean, that's your...
NBA, like basketball?
Yes, that's your sport. That's the sport you follow the most, right?
Absolutely. I follow most sports.
Well, you're not a big baseball guy. You know what I mean?
No, but I could...
I know you could, but I'm just saying, let's...
I could be a talking head.
You will be my expert on basketball on this show. That's what I'm saying.
I would love to.
And maybe we'll do a summer concerts preview. We're mapping it out yet. But, Tony, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to do this with us. To do this with me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure, man.
Anything you want to add before I read some notes here?
Nope, go ahead and read your notes.
All right, thanks, Tony. All right, well, for those of you that don't know, I used to do a zine, and it's and when you do a zine, sometimes you do zine readings. And a zine reading is much the same as a book reading. So once a month, twice a month, sometimes more, sometimes less. Me and a bunch of my friends would read all around Chicago, sometimes in Ohio, sometimes in Iowa, just the Midwest in general. Anyways, Quimby's was probably our favorite spot. It's the place where I did my first zine reading when I was 18 and a freshman in college. And this weekend, I went to the quote-unquote old-school zine reading hosted by my good friends Aaron Sinek, who's been on the show, and Billy Roberts. And Andrew Mall read last, and he closed his reading by proposing to his girlfriend, who is now, I'm happy to say, his fiance. So I just wanted to say congratulations to Andrew Mall. Wish you the best of luck. Thanks for Quimby's for hosting that. Thanks everyone at Quimby's. Great place. Secondly, we're going to be starting a You, Me, Them, Everybody event series of sorts. I'm trying to think of things that are all ages, and I'm trying to think of things that are free and or cheap. The first thing we're going to do is not going to be all ages. It's going to be at the Hungry Brain, the wonderful bar I work at, and it's going to be on March 23rd, and that's a Monday, and the Hungry Brain is usually closed on Monday, so it's an event, and you are all invited. And Otter Petter, good friends of mine, are going to play, and they're going to play an acoustic slash down-tempo show, different than their normal set, so it's going to be a special night, like I said before, Monday, March 23rd, the Hungry Brain. We're going to close it with Otter Petter. Once again, thank you, Tony. Thanks for listening. Go to the website, youmethemeverybody.com. Have a good night. In my head.
Now the rest of the world seems so small. And now the rest of the world seems so small. And now the rest of the world seems so small. And now the rest of the world seems so small. And now the rest of the world seems so small. And now the rest of the world seems so small. And now the rest of the world seems so. Tell me what you want. Steal the sky for you and tell me what you need. My heart, it's black and blue and hot.